Hier ist Radio 99%. Wir sind hier auf der Aktionskonferenz in Frankfurt. Ich habe jetzt hier einen Gesprächspartner, und zwar Angélie aus Frankreich. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How do you estimate the situation in France, maybe in comparison to the situation in Germany, about the general situation in the society?
I think we have a difficult society because the crisis in France is important, and we begin to have, not like in Greece or like in Spain, but we begin to have more policies against people and policies against public services, against pensions, problem with taxes on consumption rising, etc. So there are more poor people, there are more homeless, and problem of housing, and there's some local mobilization, local strikes, for example, also in companies where there are layoffs or closed enterprise. We had a general strike and very big demonstration during 2 months last year against the reform of pensions. And as we failed, it's difficult for all the trade unions, but also all the association and the society to mobilize at this time. And of course we have election in April and May, so people have not many hopes about this election. But sometimes we when you don't know how to do exactly, you wait for the result of this election. So that's the situation. But we in ATTAC were doing special work about this question, especially about the problem of debt and also the connecting with the problem of democracy. Because of the debt, all our governments in Greece, in Spain, or in Italy, but also in France, they say there's no solution. And the only solution is to reduce, to cut public public budgets, social budgets, and to reduce salaries, etc., to have competitivity. The model, our model is Germany, and we must do the same thing about the workers' rights, etc. So that's a problem for us now. And we are doing this campaign in a huge coalition. And for example, we had a big conference in Paris in January with 1,500 people, and there are 100 local groups making this campaign, organizing debates, but also auditing, making a control of debt of local governments. And we have trade union with us, and we have also leaders of these local governments who has problems of debt. And that's a very important campaign for us.
I see. You mentioned that you also established some kind of coalitions with other groups. This is also a method you choose in France.
Yes, it's an old method for us, and of course ATTAC is also a coalition inside. For example, I am from trade union and I represent my trade union in ATTAC, and there's others trade union for workers and peasants also. So we are used to work in this kind of coalition, and now we try in France to enlarge this coalition, because we think that there's different kind of protest, different manners when you are a trade union or when you are association fighting for housing, for example, etc. But the social impact is and the way to win is when there are many, many, many people together. And so we try also to connect with the indignados, French indignados, which are small comparing to others. But there is a political impact of this. So we try to connect and to be with them. For example, we had a demonstration last week in Paris to solidarity with Greek people, and it was organized by ATAC and several other organizations, and also Indignados and also Greek workers and students in Paris. And I know that Greek people were glad about this kind of demonstration, even if for us it was not so big and not enough, of course.
I see. Now, this meeting here in Frankfurt this weekend was intended to specify activities. What was your impression of this meeting, which aimed to find a position, some kind of statements or manifests or whatever?
My impression is that there is a real dynamic to build these days of action, and that's a good thing for us because we wanted to be a part of it, but also that there's some weakness. The situation in Germany, for example, there's not so many trade unions inside this coalition, and I think it's a problem with many trade unions now facing the crisis. The trade unions are not efficient. It's a big problem in many countries. Perhaps it can be enforced since we will be in May. But I think there's a real dynamic, and I hope we can go back in France. And, for example, we have several different meetings about debt, about Greece, etc. So, in next week, and we will call all our partners to be part of this Days of Action in May. I hope we can be 500 people from France and from different organizations to participating to the demonstration, perhaps a blockage also.
So you see this not only just a coalition of various groups in one country, maybe this meeting here was helpful to form some kind of international exchange of ideas, methods, activities or whatever?
Yes. The problem is in Europe, I think, is that we need more coordination, more common action than we have. And we had built in the past several instruments, several processes, but these processes are weak in front of the problem we face. So, as ATAC, we try to go in everywhere we can build new manners to fight and new process at the European level, because we think that it's very important to fight at the local and national level. But also, we are facing EU, we are facing Central Bank, we are facing IMF, and we can't face it at the national level only. And we want, because it's only important, it's also important for us, fight with Greek people and also German people and also Spanish and all the European and outside Europe also, because we know that there is a big danger in Europe now. the split with the nationalist tendencies and people saying Germans, they want to lead the Europe, and the Greek people, they are lazy, they are corrupted, so and new French we are as well. So we need all together fight these tendencies, because we want social policies for everybody. We want housing for everybody. We want many things for everybody, and also transformation for ecologic problems. So we need all this. If we need all this, we must be together. So.
So from your point of view, this meeting at this weekend right now, it was successful?
Yes, yes. I think, I don't know if German people are very glad, or I don't know, because it's not finished, and I don't understand every debate, but for me it's a success, yes.
So, Angélie, thank you for your time.
Goodbye.